Kentucky.
It is
fly. Yes.
Big Blue Nation. Come together like never before.
Rebounded, put back up and in, and a foul.
The greatest tradition in college basketball.
A lob and a dunk for the lead. Kentucky retakes the lead.
What separates Kentucky from everyone else?
Three ball, right side. Go! Count the bucket. Drives, go!
It's you, the fans.
From the UK Sports Network, this is the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Talk to Coach Cal. Call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287. Or statewide at 1-800-606-GAME. That's 1-800-606-4263. Or you can tweet questions to at UK Sports Network.
Slams it in for Kentucky.
The UK Healthcare John Calipari Show begins now. Alongside the coach, here's the voice of the Cats, Tom Leach.
Hey, everybody, welcome in to our show for a Wednesday because the Cats were traveling on Monday down to Columbia where they beat South Carolina last night, 86-76, win number 20 on the season, 9-2 now in the league. And coming up next, the Florida Gators on Saturday afternoon at 4 Eastern time. It's presented by UK Healthcare, Kentucky's number one hospital and the official healthcare provider of the Big Blue Nation. The Gators are actually tipping off here in about 28 minutes against Georgia. So you'll be able to get a look-see at Kentucky's next opponent if you care to this evening. Coming up, we will chat with Coach Cal about how things are going for the Cats, and then we'll get to your questions and comments as well. You can tweet us at UK Sports Network. You can post on the Kentucky Basketball Facebook page, or you can give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. It's 800-606-4263, or inside Lexington, a direct call at 280-CATS. That's 280-2287. This is the UK Sports Network.
You're listening to the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network. The John Calipari Show is brought to you by the Kentucky Community and Technical College System, Coca-Cola, Kentucky Lottery, and by UK Healthcare.
Welcome back into the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. We will get to your questions in just a bit, but we will first start our regular chat here with Coach Cal after a nice win last night. This was another game that was very physical, and your guys had to embrace a little rough play, which isn't always fun, but they really closed it out well.
Well, we had chances to break it open, and they wouldn't go away. They would offensive rebound, bank in a three, do something. It's 43-43, and timeout, and all of a sudden, when you watch the tape, we turned up the defense, and that got us breakouts. But not only that, we rebounded. Now, prior to the game, what we talked about was if you give them one shot, if they can't offensive rebound, it'll be hard for them to beat us. Live ball turnovers keeps them from scoring breakout baskets. Well, at halftime, I walk in and I said, they have 11 offensive rebounds, and we have 10 turnovers, five of them between our guards. And I said, they got 23 points from that. And if you keep playing that way, you can't win. I thought we did a much better job when we buckled in and posted, made good shots. Oscar. Keon played well again. Jacob played well before he got hurt. But Davion made sure. We had six guys in double figures. Six. I'm calling Kellen, you know, Steady Eddie. Just he keeps coming every game. The team laughed when I called him Steady Eddie. I said, you just do the same thing. But it was a good win. Good win for us.
How is Jacob, by the way?
I have not seen him today. But it's an ankle sprain.
So just a little time and
I guess. We had an off day today. I ended up being in Frankfurt.
Yes, that's why you're for folks watching on the screen.
So if you're watching, I'm in a sport coat. When's the last time you saw me in a tie?
19.
Yeah, it's been a while.
2019.
But
I 2020.
Out of respect to all our senators that and even the congressmen, the representatives that were there. But the name, image, and likeness bill, which I looked at, I think it's going to be a model bill. I think other states are going to look at what we've done here that protects the kids, but also puts some guardrails, but also is flexible so that the universities, as things change, that the universities can they can go with the flow a little bit, but you don't have to lead the pack in some of this stuff. Like, coaches don't want to negotiate deals for kids. Well, none of us do. There's not a coach out there. We want to coach basketball. The name, image, and likeness where they said it would kill our locker room and killed our locker room. Our kids are all doing well, and they're happy for each other. And has it separated us on the court?
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. And so I look at this, and I tell you, it was a bipartisan bill. I didn't even know that word still existed. But it was a bipartisan bill that flew through the Senate. And Mitch did a great job today explaining, you know, what we're doing for the kids in athletics. They asked me, let me tell you, there was two things. They say, what we'll do, we'll keep kids in. You know what kids that'll keep in school? The kids that shouldn't leave, that are only leaving because they think they have to. Those kids will stay another year. I said, if a kid's the number one pick in the draft, do you understand the conversation I have with them? If you want to do what's right for you and your family, you put your name in the draft. You're the number one pick. Now, if you want to do what's right for me and my family, why don't you stay a couple more years? That's the kind of conversation you have. But if the kid is a late first rounder and he's not quite ready, or he's a top 10, 15 pick, but he says, I'm not ready, he can stay now. That kid can stay. This name, image, and likeness is not hitting 90% of the kids. Just not. We even have some kids that say, I'm opting out. I'm not into it. I just want to play basketball. That's fine. But, you know, we talked about it today in the legislature. I told them, model bill. I would guess other states are going to look at it and say, wow, you know, this is good. This is good for the players. Yet it also has some guardrails that protects the players. And it's like, I'll give you an example. If the school says to a kid, you can't do that. Now, right now, I don't think any of the contracts or have been turned down by our university. But say they do, and the kid doesn't agree. It's got to go to an arbiter. So the kid's protected. So you can't just bulldog him, you know. But the other side of it is there's, you know, a safe harbor immunity for staff members. And because we want to assist, we want to help, we just don't want to be in the middle of this stuff. So it was a good meeting. Mitch did a good job. And I thank Senator Wise, who was the chairman, Senator McGarvey, who was also like the
sponsor.
Well, he was the co-sponsor. And Senator Stivers made a great line. He said, I will tell you why I'm going to vote yes. And he made a statement. And then he said, and this is bipartisan. I say yay. Which was, as the leader of the Senate, that's, you know, let's hope they move to that and other things that they can all agree on that help. I did ask the question about what are we doing in West Kentucky. I saw the governor. What are we doing in West Kentucky? I saw Rocky up there. What are we doing in West Kentucky? How do we start, you know, you got to start moving the needle. So they have things in the works that they're starting to get done too.
Get to a break, come back, we'll chat a little more with Cal, get to some of your questions. It's the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, BBN Tonight, presented by Central Bank on WLEX-TV here in Lexington. You can also watch archive shows at bbntonight.com. We'll be right back on the UK Sports Network. Back in on the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Let me hit you a couple of numbers for Oscar, and you can talk a little bit about him since they launched the Player of the Year campaign yesterday, the Oscar-worthy video that was released. He's the only major conference player averaging at least 1.5 blocks, 1.5 steals per game. And if he gets 10 or more rebounds Saturday, it'll be 12 games in a row with double-figure rebounds. Last guy to do that was a guy named Issel in 1970. So some pretty impressive numbers for Oscar.
Yeah, he's and he started slow last game. You know, I'm trying to, again, with all these kids, you can't – the clutter, the feeling, the weight of the world. So now let's just talk about – Oscar, the weight of the world is, instead of just playing, I'm thinking about making baskets and rebounding because I'm up for player of the year. Well, what's going to happen? You're going to miss fouls. You're going to miss jump shots. You're going to miss 1 foot. You're thinking about baskets versus what am I playing for? You're looking at yourself, and I got to be able to do X, Y, Z for me. Well, it's hard to do those things. You have people around you that are all, you got to do this and you got to do that. And you got to, and now you're, instead of playing to have fun and with your teammates, you're not. You feel the weight of the world. Everything that goes wrong, you know, it's a negative outcome. So my thing was, you know what? Before every game, you should be playing for somebody, playing for something. I said, Michael Jordan, every game he played, he was, someone was trying to make their name at his expense. Every single game he played, they were saying, I'm going to show my grandkids this video because I'm going to try to go. He had to get ready. So someone asked him, what do you do to get ready every game? He says, well, I pick out something once a week. And there's usually 2 games in a week, sometimes 3. So he said, there's times I walk in the arena and I'll see a young kid and I'll look at that young man and the kid will look back at me and I'm playing for him. That's who I'm playing for. Wasn't it great when you read the story about Davion? Because I read it a few days late because you asked me about it. Everybody, he reads everything. I don't, folks. You can ask my wife. I don't. And let me say this. A lion doesn't lose sleep over a lamb's opinion. Okay? I don't. So what were we talking about?
To Davion.
So Davion, I don't read the stuff. So I finally read it, and it was about a young girl that comes out to greet Davion. He doesn't know who she is. She's never met him. She's in tears. All I wanted to do is meet you. And it's a little girl. And he's like, wow, I didn't know I had that kind of impact. And he went right to the gym. And he's playing for her. How's he been playing? Out of his mind. So you can listen to the negative clutter. You have to do this, or it's his fault, or why this, and all that. Or I got to do this because I'm about to get. You're not doing it. I'm sorry. Or you could pick somebody. He said, Michael Jordan said, 1 week I played solely for my dad. That's all I had in my mind. And I played for him. So how about if I can get a team full of kids playing that way? Kind of looks like they're playing that way anyway. But I'm seeing them, like I said, these games. We're established now what we are. We want to win every game we play. No one wants to win more than me. But we're established. This is about playing against ourselves. How good can we get? How about 6 guys in double figures? How they share the ball. And one of them wasn't severe, but he had 11 assists. So all of a sudden, you got a team full of guys that are absolutely playing for each other. I got to get their mindsets shifted from the clutter, from the weight of the world, to why are you doing this? What are you going to play in this game? How are you going to do this? Now, does it appear every game is a rock fight? Doesn't it? So what is it? That's the MO. Go in and just shove and push and grab and hit and foul and hope they don't call it, which they don't. So let's just play that way. And now every game we play ends up being a rock fight. Florida is going to be a rock fight. We need every fan in that building. It's Florida. It's a 4 o'clock game. No excuse. Let's fill this thing up. And then we need you to help us get us over to where we understand what we're doing and get us over the hump.
Just two Saturday home games left. So this is one of the last two.
Is that right? What did I just say? A lion never loses sleep over the opinion of a lamb. Where did that come from? Just popped in my mind. I don't know where it came from.
We'll be right back. As we head to the break, remind you to join Dave Baker and the Goose, Jack Givens, for the Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Tip-Off coverage of the Cats and the Gators on Saturday. That starts at 2:30 Eastern for a 4 o'clock tip right here on the UK Sports Network. You can tweet your questions to at UK Sports Network. You can post on the Kentucky Basketball Facebook page, or you can give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, 280-CATS-2287 inside Lexington. Elsewhere, it's 1-800-606-4263. We will start with a call, and we go to Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Terry, you're up with Coach Cal.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for taking my call. Coach, Kellen Grady, I love that guy, and I'll tell you why. He never makes turnovers. He's never in foul trouble. I just love his temperament on the floor. The only question I would have for you is we've got out-rebounded the last three games, and he doesn't look like he's a guy that likes to get in there and rebound. Is that because that's his M.O., or Oscar's telling him, I've got all the rebounds, you need to do something else? And then my last question is, you were nose-to-nose with a referee before that first TV timeout last night. Could you share what that conversation was about? Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Did you see the call where the guy from 30 feet said he was in the line? I had the same view, and he wasn't in the line.
Talk about tie.
Yeah. I saw it. Well, I saw it. You saw the wrong thing. I'm looking. Why would you call that from 30 feet? Because I saw it. You saw wrong. I mean, I haven't heard anybody apologize today, call me and say we were wrong, and I shouldn't have gone nose-to-nose with you when I did. But I didn't hear anything, and that's okay, because I'll screw up too. Back in 1978, I think it was. But, Kellen, I'm calling him Steady Eddie just because I had to ask him in front of his teammates, did you guard like this at Davidson? Like, he really guards. And he said, my last year, and the whole team cracked up laughing. There's no way you guarded like you're guarding here. And rebounding, it's not his forte, and he's got to get better at it because they're putting two and three guys on Oscar. And it's absolute clubbing. And so other guys are going to have to get some of those balls. Look, you're going to end up with 45 rebounds. Can Oscar get 45? He had 30. He had 30. I don't think he's ever going to get to 45. So that means other guys got to go rebound. It's what I'm saying about Keon. When Keon is aggressive, rebounding the ball, he's aggressive in every area. When he's not, he's not aggressive in the other areas, so just go get rebounds. And he did. You saw me hug him after he went and snatched that ball with three guys, and they both fouled him. And on the third foul, they finally called the foul. Went to the line, and I said, get over here. That's what I've been talking about. And that's why you're seeing him play different, being more aggressive.
You want your guys, obviously, you've talked about this, to play to a level where they have to sub themselves. So if Jacob's not available, who do you go to at the four spot?
Well, you can go with Lance. You can go with Damian. And I may be able to put Bryce there. This may be an opportunity for Bryce. And that's if Jacob doesn't play.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, they're telling me, you know, the last time I saw him carried off in a stretcher, he played in the second half of the game. So I'm not sure how bad he's hurt or not. I haven't seen him.
Off the Twitter feed from William at UK Sports Network, what areas are you looking to improve on versus Florida?
Well, they may play a little zone. They press a little bit. I think we've been pretty good against the press, but that's how they play. They are physical. They may go small. And when they go small, they got five guards. And they try to beat you on the bounce, and they're physical. They're strong guards. They've got size. So that could be what we face in the NCAA tournament. You face a team that's undersized, but they all can play. Well, all right, here we go. Now, their big guy, Castleton, is playing, from what I understand. But they go to that small lineup 15, 20 minutes, and it's going to be good for us to see, okay, how do we play when they do this?
Because maybe something you could run into in March.
No question.
Subscribe to the High Kentucky Basketball Podcast. It's presented by Thornton's. It's hosted by Curtis Birch. And you can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and most podcast players for free. Same with the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show, which will continue right after this timeout here on the UK Sports Network. Welcome back into the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. You can tweet us, you can post on the Facebook page, or you can give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. Mentioned a couple of Saturday home games left. I think only seven regular season games left, Cal, before you guys start the postseason. So you were kind of pushing that message to your guys about to, you know, enjoy this, to focus on what you're doing.
But here's what I did today. We have 24 days left for the regular season to be over. Think about that, how fast this has gone. 24 days. Three of them are off days. If it were 25, today was an off day, it would have been four. But I'm saying 24. Seven games. Seven practices the day before the game. Well, what are you going to do then? Going to go 3 hours? It's a day before a game. And then that means you have seven practices that, like, we can go. Think about it. And our season's over. That's when how fast this stuff goes. And then you'll have a couple practices. You'll have your league tournament. That'd be three games back to back to back. You can't practice. You're just playing games. Then you'll have a couple practices, NCAA tournament stuff, weekend, couple more practices. I mean, this thing is winding down. We are who we are. We are established who we are. Now we just got to say, how do we get more consistent? How do we get more guys so we have more players that we can go to? And, again, my job is to keep everybody in that walk, in that path, not stepping off the path.
Let's get to a call. TJ in Fort Bragg, you're up.
Hey, guys. Hey, Coach. You know, I got a question for you real quick. In 2012, you had five guys scoring double digits on average during the season, and this team seems like it shares the ball and loves each other a lot. What is the most impressive thing about this team to you, and does your players listen to this radio show, or do they hear you enough during practice, Coach?
Well, first of all, let me tell you what's that team, really, with Anthony and Michael, and that was, you know, Darius, and that was DeRon and T. Jones and Marcus Teague. That was Eloy. I missed leaving some guys off, but that was a unique group. This group, what makes them unique and special, there's two things. We got two point guards, and they're on the court together. You can go to either one to start offense. And you have a kid that's a beast who goes and gets balls. Now, he's missing shots and missing some one-footers, but he'll get back. So this team, but they share. Here's the other thing that I try to do every year. I want as many guys to score 25 a game or in a game as I can. Right now, I think we have four that have had 25, one that's had 20, and two others that have had 17. Because when you get in the NCAA tournament, you don't know who's going to be the guy that helps you win a game. And it could be somebody different, because all you're worried about is advancing. It's only about that game and advancing. And that's what we try to do. And in this year, we've got great balance. And I would say Davion Mintz, should he not be player sixth man of the year? Like, who's playing better than him as a sixth man? I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's really doing some good stuff.
TJ, thank you for the call. Severe is he's a 48% two-point shooter for his career, not just this season, for almost three full seasons. So he'll get back to that. What's he doing
that
needs to fix?
Again, he's putting too much pressure, too much weight of the world. I said, do you understand you're one of the few players in the country, would you all agree with this, that could score no points and have a big impact on the game, right? So wouldn't that loosen you up to make shots? I don't have to make a shot. I disrupt them defensively. I'm all over the place. I create shots for my team. How about his speed? What? You speed us up, and you don't make a shot. But you don't make shots, now all of a sudden you're like pouting. Who cares? You don't have to make them, which should lead you to make more. But he's playing good. And the other thing that TJ asked about, like hearing my voice, I literally try to stay away from the guys as much as I can for that reason. So I'm never at a pregame meal. I'll do the shoot around. I'm never at the breakfast in the morning. I've got my own routine that I do. And I let the coaches do the scouting report stuff. Obviously, I got it. What we're doing, and agree or tell them, no, we're not going to do it. Let's do this. But they put in the scouting report. Chin's done a great job with that. And because they can't hear my voice all the time. And during the game, they're going to hear my voice. And if you sit near me, I'm going to yell. I'm going to talk about him yelling. I'm going to yell. I may yell at a manager, and I may yell at an assistant, because I yell. That's what I do. But when you have guys that know, the dude cares, he gets emotional. I'm Italian. I get emotional. You know what? I don't mind when someone gets emotional with me. I don't care. There are players that will get emotional with me. Doesn't bother me. I'm emotional. So why would I get mad with someone being emotional with me? But the lamb doesn't know that stuff.
There was one non-lamb behind your, well, probably more, but one non-lamb behind your bench was P.J. Washington.
P.J. was there. It was great to see him. My dad was at the game with some friends. Larry Gore, a college teammate of mine, was at the game. Larry's been a great friend because when I was at UNC Wilmington, there was the coaches and then the team and then my seat. But Larry was on the other side of me. So he was my hero. He was beyond me. So I was down in the end, but I wasn't beyond Larry. That's what I tell him. You were on the other side of me.
Kentucky, Florida, Saturday, presented by UK Healthcare, Kentucky's number one hospital and the official healthcare partner of the Big Blue Nation. It's the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. We'll be right back. Make sure you watch BBN Game Day all season long to get ready for the biggest games of the weekend. Exclusive access, expert analysis of upcoming matchups like Kentucky and Florida. Show will air this Saturday morning at 9 on WLAX in Lexington. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for TV affiliates and times in your area. Fans outside the state can also watch on ukathletics.com/watch or on the Kentucky Wildcats Facebook page. Coach Cal is here. We're taking some of your questions. You can tweet them in at UK Sports Network. You can post on the Kentucky Basketball Facebook page, or you can give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line, as Bob has done from down in Jamestown. Hello, Bob. What do you have?
Thank you for taking my call. Coach, I saw you over there testifying in Frankfort in the legislature, going one-on-one with Senator Givens from Greensburg there. By the way, he lives in my wife's uncle, Dr. Winchester, there on the hill behind the hospital there. Anyway, the bill went out of the committee, sailed right through. Now, how confident are you that it'll go in front of the full Senate and get approved?
Well, because it's bipartisan and it was a 10-0 vote, but you don't ever know. You know, there maybe somebody tries to stick in some amendments that change the bill. and other people say I'm not voting for it. So you just don't know. But I think the House would be in good shape with this. You know, I'll be honest with you, it'll still be tweaked. You know, I was just asked a question about something by Kevin Sargent that they had mentioned in the bill that I said, you know what, I didn't think of it in those terms. So this thing is still going to be tweaked some. But I can tell you it is for the players. It's about the players. And again, it's, you know, like I said, there's 90% of them. The thing that I'm proudest about for our school, 90% of our athletes are not going to make money at name, image, and likeness. They're just not. But everything that we're going to do around it to teach, from financial literacy, from lifetime scholarships where these athletes can come back and finish, all the stuff that we're going to do around it is going to help all 900 athletes. Even if 50, 60, 70 of them are the ones that would be doing financially anything significant.
But I'm sure there's going to be some opportunities, even if it's just working at a camp or
no question,
doing something in a community.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, everybody thinks every kid's going to make $200,000. Yeah. No, they're not. I mean, that's not how this is going to play out, which I said from day one. Everybody thinks, well, I'll just put stuff on the internet and I'll just make money. Well, you know, I guess if you dance or do something like that on TikTok, maybe you get a following, maybe someone will, I don't know. I don't know all that. But so, you know, our kids have done well. Hasn't had any effect on the locker room. Matter of fact, it's probably brought them closer together. Some kids are more active, but everybody has to work. You have to earn it. What I like about the way we're doing this is it's a hand up. It's not a handout. It's not an inducement. Now, obviously, and I said this today, players come here not because of name, image, and likeness, but you better have it or they could choose not to come here. They come here because of what's happened historically here with players. We've had 23 kids graduate. Five of them graduated in 3 years. We have one or two graduating, I think two this year and two graduate students this year. But we've also had 40-some players go to the NBA, and they've earned over $3 billion. So $20,000, $50,000, or $100,000, that's why you would go here to – I mean, why? It's the longer road. It's the bigger picture.
Bob, thank you. JW, you're next up on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line with Coach Cal.
Hey, Coach, congratulations to you and your team. I'd like to thank your staff. You guys are doing a great job this year. But first and foremost, these young men are doing an outstanding job. They are coming together and playing like some of the old teams that we've seen from the past, like you said, the national championship team from earlier. How do you think going from the regular team, regular season into the tournament season, how do you spin up to that? And then also, there was a play that you used to use back with Anthony and Miller at the top of the key. Is there a set that you think you could use that with this team?
Well, how do you remember plays I ran in 2012? You're better than me. Well, the stuff we did with those kids in the middle of the court is we'd get Darius isolated in the middle and have everybody away from him and let him just play. And Darius got really good at it. And we did something with Anthony with him. So Anthony may screen down to bring him up, or he may back screen Anthony, and then he'd play one-on-one. So I hate to tell you, we do have that in. We just, it's not Anthony and Darius doing it. So maybe not look as good, even though these kids are talented and good. What was the other question?
Getting ready or transitioning from regular season to postseason.
I just talked about this. They're talking about teams being tired or this, that, and the other. We handle every game from the beginning of the year through March into April. Every game the same way. The preparation is the same, Tom, year-round. The shoot-around is the same. The board is the same. Everything is the same. I do not make one game bigger than the other. Do I give Newt Rockne talks?
Not that I, well,
we're not
I don't
doing
hear it,
this one for the Gipper. I don't do that. We're trying to be a machine. You know what you have to do. Here's what we do. What's my post game? How long is my post game?
About a minute, 2 minutes.
And I'm already dressed, ready to get on the bus to get home. And I walk in and, all right, you did great. You were great. All right, hey, let's get out of here in 15 minutes. Let's go. You don't want to make anything too big or too bad. And so when you do that, your team starts tiring out. How many mountains can they climb? 30? They ain't climbing 30. And they ain't playing great every night out. I just don't want to add to it. So I want them, here's that level. We're in this range. Every once in a while we'll pop up. Every once in a while we'll pop back. Most of our pop back is we go 1 for 11 from the three. Would you say? That's when, you know, like, man, make a shot. Well, they're not machines and they're not robots. That happens to us sometimes. So every game is handled the same way. The preparation, the game planning, the shoot around, all of it is exactly the same. So that when we go into March, they don't see a change in me. And all we're worried about is that weekend. We got two games. Let's win the first. Let's get to the second game. We win those two, we go to the next weekend. Just worry about this weekend. I don't even like them watching games in the NCAA tournament. Don't watch the games. Or in our own tournament. Why are you watching a game? Go watch a TV show. Go watch a movie. Go do something else. Let's just stay in the moment. Let's worry about us. And that's kind of how I've approached this my whole career, really.
Got to get to our last break. We'll have one more segment with Coach Cal when we come back. As we head to the break, we'll tell you midway through the first half, Florida, Kentucky's next opponent, leading at home against Georgia, 21-10. This is the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network. A couple of minutes left with Coach Cal on this edition of the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show. Since we won't be seeing you tomorrow, early happy birthday.
Whose birthday?
I've heard it was yours.
Wow. It is my birthday. What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow would be the 10th of February.
Oof.
Brownies?
I stopped. Well, no. I don't. No. No, no, no. The princess isn't going to make me brownies. She probably asked me to take down the garbage. I probably should get a pass on the garbage if it's my birthday, I would say. But, no. It's... Matter of fact, I'm supposed to travel a little bit tomorrow after practice. I may have to cancel that. But, you know, trying to get some extra work in.
One of your former staff members has a big game this weekend. They play Thursday night. Moorhead State. We're talking about Preston Spradley.
How about Preston?
They've got Murray coming into Moorhead.
Oh, my gosh. The job that Preston is doing. I think the only game he lost is at Murray, right, in the league?
I think that's right, yeah.
And so now they get Murray at home. He's coaching at Moorhead, doing a fabulous job.
Strong league this year.
And it's
Belmont's
really –
Belmont's good.
They
Murray's
could
good.
Get two teams in.
Yeah.
They could get two teams in. So, Preston, we wish you well.
Speaking of strength, your league is really, really strong. Second in, I think, KenPom and third in Sagarin.
What's second behind who?
I assume – I don't know. I don't have it on here. I'm assuming the Big 12, which the SEC beat 6-4. In the challenge.
So how does that work?
Well, I don't know, but I'm not KenPom.
Well, all I can tell you is the games are rock fights. All these guys can really coach. Their players are playing to win and know they all have a chance. So they're hard games. We need let's have a great raucous crowd. We just take us by. You just walk in there, come early and stay late, listen to the radio show. I'll sign 500 balls after.
Saturday afternoon home games are great. So.
Yeah, if you win.
Well,
then you
true.
Can enjoy the rest of the day if you win.
We're about a minute left here, Cal, so we'll go ahead and let you head out. But best of luck against
Thank
the Gators.
You. Have fun. Thanks, folks.
Coming up next, it's Clark's Pump and Shop, BBN Radio, and it'll be Darren Hendrick, Curtis Birch talking about Kentucky basketball, and I think going to hear from UK softball's Kayla Kowalik as well, and then the Kyra Elzey Show at the bottom of the hour, and Ryan Howard doing some of her best work against South Carolina in her career.
Ryan's one of only three Wildcats to score over 2,000 points in a career. Dan Issel, Valerie Still are the others. And Kentucky will host number one South Carolina tomorrow at Memorial Coliseum. That will do it for us. We'll be back in the regular Monday slot next week for the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network.
This has been the UK Healthcare John Calipari Show on the UK Sports Network. The John Calipari Show was brought to you by the Kentucky Community and Technical College System, Coca-Cola, Kentucky Lottery, and by UK Healthcare. Yes, yes, yes. Kentucky basketball is a presentation of the UK Sports Network.
Kentucky basketball.
Powered by JMI Sports.